That's so much fun. I've enjoyed watching you guys. Hey, if you've got your notes, turn to session number 3, and we'll dive into maybe the most important session. It should be titled, Don't Want to Fight, after a great song by the Alabama Shakes. You've got to listen to that song if you haven't heard it. Excellent song. One of the greatest challenges in building great, authentic, dynamic marriages is conflict. Unresolved conflict plays a major part in every divorce, even wreaks havoc in marriages where people don't necessarily legally separate, but they live together with this seething anger and frustration for years, sometimes even decades. How many of you notice that sometimes, oftentimes, our biggest conflicts in marriage are over the most trivial issues? Has that happened to anybody besides me? Sometimes conflict is a matter of our differences, personality differences, temperament differences, gender differences. It's a pretty famous video short. I want to start with that video short that demonstrates conflict based around gender differences. So check out the video.
It's just, there's all this pressure, you know? And sometimes it feels like it's right up on me. And I can just feel it, like literally feel it in my head. And it's relentless. And I don't know if it's going to stop. I mean, that's the thing that scares me the most, is that I don't know if it's ever going to stop.
Yeah. Well, you do have a nail in your head.
It is not about the nail.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I'll bet if we got that out of there.
Stop trying to fix it.
No, I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just pointing out that maybe the nail is causing.
You always do this. You always try to fix things when what I really need is for you to just listen. No,
see, I don't think that is what you need. I think what you need is to get the nail.
See, you're out. Not even listening now.
Okay, fine. I will listen. Fine.
It's just, sometimes it's like, there's this achy, I don't know what it is, and I'm not sleeping very well at all, and all my sweaters are snagged, I mean, all of them.
Yeah, that sounds really hard.
It is. Thank you. Ow! Oh,
come on, if you would just...
Don't!
Try to sneak things my way! Oh, can anybody relate to that? I love that video short. Every relationship, even good ones, are going to deal with conflict. If you don't discover how to deal with it, how to resolve it, it's going to be a long road for you. Let me tell you two quick stories of our experiences with conflict. And Jeremy and Ashley happened to be witnesses to both of these. We worked together in South Florida. Really, really good time for us. And sometimes, as a pastor, I manuscript every talk I do. And only recently have I gotten away. I still manuscript them all, but only recently do I leave the manuscript and wonder about. And the reason why is because a lot of trouble has ensued for me when I went spontaneous in a message and decided to give an illustration off the cuff. And one time in South Florida, I was talking about evangelism, about when you experience an incredible product, you just want to share it with somebody, you've got to get the word out. And I don't know what crossed my mind or why it crossed my mind, but my two oldest daughters were teenagers at that time, and they had struggled with some acne. And they were using a particular acne regimen that had really, proactive, that had really helped them deal with acne. And for some reason, I shared this story from the stage about them dealing with acne and proactive being a big, and you know, I didn't really think a lot about it. I walked off the stage and Jeremy looks at me and says, dude, you are in trouble. Like, it's like big time. You're in trouble. And my wife, our usual pattern was we would go out for lunch after Sunday experience. And she gives me a message. You're to meet us at home now. And I go home and my wife's sitting there with a baby and she's got our two teenage daughters. And they're like, how could you, Dad? You're absolutely, and they did not say these words, but I felt that way. And it was like this aha moment of, oh God, please just get me out of this. And this moment of having to just say, I'm so sorry, I blew it. How insensitive could I be? It never crossed my mind. I sincerely apologize, but it was really interesting. When we were in South Florida, we had three worship experiences on the weekend, Saturday night, two on Sunday morning. And our littlest girl was really, really small at that time. This is another occasion. So my habit was we would all do the Saturday night service, and I would go do early Sunday morning. It was a beach worship experience that we had on Sunday morning, and I would go do that, would always go do that service, come back, relieve my wife. She would go work with our worship team, and I would be there with all three girls. And the treat for our three girls was this: you get ready on time and you get in the car and we go buy Dunkin' Donuts on the way to church. That's your treat. And we would do that every Sunday morning. So I've got the two, I've got one of the older ones in the back seat with our baby, and the oldest one is riding shotgun with me, and we go buy Dunkin' Donuts, we grab our coffees, we grab their donuts or whatever it is they wanted. We're on the way to the church, and all of a sudden, one of them spills coffee all over my Bible and my notes. It's just, it wasn't an iPad, it's just hard copy notes that I'm to take to the stage and deliver the talk that morning. And I'm amazed. I handled it at first really, really good. I thought, boy, I'm growing in spirituality in this moment. I just reach back and I say to Kaylee, she's our middle daughter, and she's sitting with a baby in the back who's in the car seat. I said, hey, sweetheart, there's some baby wipes under the seat there. Would you hand them to me? And she doesn't say a word and doesn't hand me the baby wipes. And the coffee's just seeping into the notes that I've got to carry to the stage. There's not time to go print out additional notes. And I say, sweetheart, under the car seat or under the seat, there's some baby wipes. Just hand me some of those so I can get this up. Still, not a word. And about this time, we're pulling into the church. We're on the parking lot. We're on holy ground. I mean, this is the church that we're pulling into. I'm about to deliver God's word this day. And she, again, no response. I said, sweetheart, hand me the baby wipes. They are under the seat. And she, as teenagers can sometimes do, maybe you've had this experience before, she smarts off to me. They're not under the seat, Dad. They're in the seat. I don't even have time to know what I'm feeling. All of a sudden, it just comes out. I said, I don't care where they are. If you don't hand them to me, I'm going to smack the boop. This word comes out of my mouth, a word that I don't even normally say. It's another word for crap. Starts with an S, ends with a T. Not shoot. I say this word. She's never heard me say this word before in her life. She's never heard me say this word. So all of a sudden, she starts crying uncontrollably. Her dad, in her mind, has just cussed for the first time. My older teenage daughter, she's sitting there and she's laughing up a storm. She's never heard me, but she thinks it's the funniest thing in the world that I've just said the S word before I go in to preach. And the baby is sitting there clueless. She's like a year old and she's like, what's happening? She's crying and she's laughing and it's really interesting. And now we're in the church parking lot. We're being passed by dozens and dozens of parishioners on their way in to worship Jesus. And I'm sitting there, And it just occurs to me, how in the world are you going to process all of this? You just told your kid you were going to smack her. You just used an expletive to say how hard you were going to smack her. She's crying. The other one's laughing. You got to go up there and preach the word of God. This is how I handled it, two ways. So I finally get the one to my right to stop laughing. I tell the other in the back, suck it up now. That means quit crying. And I say, girls, here's what we're going to do. Kaylee, I am so sorry. I said I'm going to smack you know what out of you. You were disobedient and you were disrespectful, but I shouldn't have done that to you. I'm sorry for that. You're to never mention a word of this to anybody. I don't want to hear anybody in the church knowing about this episode, but we're going to walk in here, we're going to worship God, and after this, we're going to go home, and I will apologize to your mother. We will pray together, but let's go worship Jesus right now. We go in, and during all of worship, all I can think about is, you're an idiot. How are you possibly going to deliver God's word after doing? So I just stand up in front of the church and I just tell them all, folks, before I stepped in here, I blew it with my family. I didn't tell them what because I didn't know if they could handle it. Now at the church I lead now, I've told this story probably three times and there are probably other stories that would top this now. Anybody here deal with conflict, deal with it on somewhat of a regular ongoing basis? Let's talk about it. We'll follow the same pattern we set last night. This will be the long session of the two. And then I want to come back and I want to deal with a talk. I really feel led to share two talks. I've prayed about all of them for a couple of months now, but when I was putting the final touches on the talks, I felt a real leading towards the fourth one and the one I'll share tomorrow morning. But because I want to end, and those of you who are parts of other churches, we've got a pastor with us, we've got pastors with us. We celebrate every church and we honor every church. And I think Jeremy and the team will record that and they'll make it available somehow in some way. But I want to talk tomorrow about the importance of fun in relationships. I think it's one of the most overlooked things imaginable. And I believe it's one of the reasons Jesus came. Look with me at Matthew 18. Jesus gives us insight on what to do when a relationship experiences conflict. If your brother or sister sins against you, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. The message reads, work it out between the two of you. If they listen, you've won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. This to me is challenging stuff. Here's what Jesus says. Guys, this is critical. Here's how to deal with relational conflict. It's not complicated. It's really, really simple. Relationships matter. So when a relationship in your life gets bent out of shape, if a brother or sister sins against you, go work it out. Discuss the issue. Lay all your cards out on the table. Get to the bottom of the problem. If the first attempt doesn't work, keep working. Relationships matter that much. In fact, if necessary, enlist help, all the help you need, but don't. Whatever you do, don't cash out on a relationship because conflict enters it. Don't let the conflict simmer and stew. Go work it out. Unfortunately, in my opinion, this may be one of the most violated scriptures in all the New Testament. Our inclination is almost always to ignore conflict. And when we ignore conflict, it always sabotages and undermines relationships. I've given you five ways that we tend to deal with conflict. These aren't original with me. I heard these about 30 years ago, and I've sort of put my own tweak or variation on them. First of all, my way. That's control. In the my way approach to conflict resolution, I win, you lose. My way says, I'm going to get my way. I'll get what I want, or I'll get him or her. I'm 100% right, 100% of the time. It's my way or the highway. I'm going to fight tooth and nail until I win and you give in. I'll fight, put you down verbally or emotionally, force, coerce you. I'll do whatever I can to get what I want